Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile, bring on amazing.
The figures of the vaccines this week were great, and my next guest is a right dose. No, I'm only kidding. She's a real kind of shot in the arm. Yes, it is time for...
R-I-E-N-D-S. Jen's Friday Friends.
Comedian Sharon Mannion is here for Jen's Friends. Sharon Mannion, I've missed your teeny tiny little face. How are you?
Oh, Jen, I've missed seeing the bottom of your chin because that's all I can see when I'm around you.
How are you?
Sure, listen, I'm grand. I'm in Roscommon, so I'm now the Western correspondent for all Roscommon affairs. For anything you need to know, I'm your woman.
Well, what's happening in Roscommon? Not much. Is it as wet there as it is in Dublin?
It's absolutely lashing, and I thought I'm relieved to hear from Susie there that it's raining in Dublin too, because normally you see get an old chip on the shoulder that we don't get the same things that you get in Dublin, but it turns out it's raining for you too, so that's all right.
I think, listen, I was just talking to Mr. Cormac Battle, and we were saying, I think the weather has put everyone in a right mood. And he said to me, don't bother trying to lift the spirits with the Friday feels. Like, everyone's just pissed off. No, it's raining. No. Let's just be honest about
it. That's why you called me, obviously.
I said, let me call my most miserable friend, who'll be excellent on a day like today. And I especially want to talk to you about these subjects, things that came up this week. So we were talking about washing on Wednesday, right? We had lots of calls.
I washed on Wednesday as well. That's
weird. But did you hear the story about Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis saying that they don't wash themselves or their kids?
I did.
A little bit weird, but what was your approach to hygiene when you were a school kid?
Oh, well, now, when I was a school kid, I definitely tried, like probably like most kids at some stage, I tried the whole, let me just sleep in my entire uniform and see, will that save a bit of time in the morning? So definitely did. I mean, tights, everything, even the tie, you know, the tie with the elastic around. I wore that, total choking hazard. I dressed in my entire school uniform, pinafore, everything, just so that I wouldn't have to wash in the morning. Jeez. Now, luckily, after a few weeks, my mother caught me doing it and went, I don't think. There was probably a whiff starting to emanate
a few creases, house. A few creases when you're going to school. I think you're right. We all did that. But what about your own kids? The good weather, it's been sun cream and ice cream. Have they been manky?
They are a bit manky, and one of them is a bit more manky than the other. I won't say which one, but it's not Bobby. I'll just say that. No, it's not the other one. Yeah, she's manky. She's awful.
Put her in the rain.
Well, that's what we do. In fact, I left her out yesterday. I probably should go and check on her. But we wash them. But definitely, I can tell that it's getting a bit more infrequent, because the last few times that they've come out of the bath, like, you can see there's a ring around the bath where they've been. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, whoa, that was a lot of grime there to scrub off.
You're doing them a favor, though. You're doing them a favor. Apparently, it's much better for their skin. So don't wash your kids. Don't wash them. We had Gemma on the line, right? We had this caller on to tell us that she liked a bit of a manly, sweaty smell off her fella. Would you be into that now with Danny? What do you reckon?
I like the smell off her fella too. Joking. I don't know her fella. Danny, I do. I understand what she means. But Danny, I'm afraid, is the exact opposite. He cleans himself a lot. Now, I suppose that's a good thing. But unless you're getting turned on by like Dove soap, I'm afraid he's washed all the pheromones off himself.
If there is such a thing, God love me, you see a doctor about that. Yesterday we were talking about the lottery fever that's taken over the country. Were you into scratch cards and slot machines when you were younger? Do you have slot machines in Roscommon? I don't know.
Yeah, of course we do. We have everything you have in Roscommon. We have pizza, we have the whole lot.
Pizza? Hang on. So that's the only, I'm gathering that's the only thing you have in Roscommon. You have a pizza place that everybody orders from.
No, I just threw that in as a sort. Of course we have all the cuisines. Name a cuisine. Middle Eastern food.
South African.
We have it.
We have everything. Absolute
the place
liar.
In Boyle there, I'm sure there is. scratch cards, yeah. I definitely, when I was a kid now, I had a bit of a problem with those. You know, in the amusement arcades, the horse ones, you know, the one that went... I had an issue with those. I mean, I was obsessed with them. I really was like studying their form and everything. When everyone else was gone off on the bumping cars and the swing boats, I was like, I need more coins. I need more coins.
Yeah, I think you have a bit of addictive personality, do you?
I do. Scratch cards, I had to stop buying them because it was getting a bit... I won't say I had a problem, but I definitely saw the start and so on. I was like, oh, I think we'll stop buying them with the litre of milk. I think that'd be a good idea. And the lotto tickets, you know, the ones, the 25 euro tickets or whatever, like the first time they came out, I was like, oh yeah, I'll have a few of those. I mean, I made it up. I'd spent about 300 quid within a year or two, and I was like, okay,
this isn't good.
No. But if there's ever like any of those 20 euro tickets and you can win a camper van or whatever, like I'm in like Flynn. I'm like, yes, I need a camper van and this camper van is mine, but I still haven't won one, but
okay.
Soon.
Well, best of luck. Well, it sounds like you have a fairly major problem brewing there, Jaron,
to
be honest with you.
Vegas. I'm going to Vegas for my 40th.
Are you really?
Yes. I am, because I feel like I should challenge this addiction head on and see. So it's a bit of a fork in the road of my life, and we'll see. I could end up just losing the house over there.
I think you will. I think you're going to lose everything over there. So you have a bit of a problem brewing, and you're off to Vegas. How does Danny feel about this? Is he going?
Sure, we're all going. Everyone's going. It's no fun putting the house on the line unless everyone there is to see it, like, you know. So we're all going next year. And sure, listen, it could be the end of us. You have to bring the element of risk into your life and relationship.
You do. And speaking of relationships, on Thursday we heard that divorce, Sharon, is on the way up. It's on the way up.
Yeah.
What do you make of that? I mean, of course it is. Would you say it's a lockdown thing?
Yeah, of course it is. You learn things we all learned things about our partners in lockdown that we probably would have been better off not learning. Me and Danny, luckily our battles, I suppose, are fairly, well, we're kind of sneaky in our battles. Like when we went through a phase of not agreeing which drawer the cutlery went in. So we sort of silently kept swapping the drawers. So I would get up and I would take all the cutlery out of the drawer that he had put them in and put them in a different drawer. And then like a couple of days later, I'd notice that he had put them back in the original drawer. And then I would move them again. And this went on for like about 6 months. We never spoke about it. We just silently fought our marriage battle through the medium of spoons.
Zero communication going on there. Let's talk about the Olympics. Wait. And Olympic connection kind of ish. So we're wall to wall with Olympics here. We had Paula Donovan's mom, Trish on, and then Laura Fox, who does entertainment, was telling me that she is a cousin of a cousin of one of the Rowan girls, right? And then I put it out there, you know, to people, because we're so inbred in Ireland. What is your connection to the Olympians? And
yes,
you have a bit of a connection to one of the Olympians, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm practically an Olympian myself. The connection is so strong. Aoife O'Rourke, our boxer here, a star boxer from Castlery, she put up a great fight there the other day. She hasn't progressed in this one, but we're all keeping our eye out for Paris 2024. Now, I'm not related to her at all. I've actually never met the girl in person, but I'm claiming her as a cousin. Let's say I'm just going to call her a cousin. I'm just going to call it here on radio. It's not true. I'm saying it now. It's a lie. But let's
kind
put
it in.
Yeah. I mean, she's from the locality. My mom has a flag up outside the house with her face on it. So that's good enough for me. My mom loves her now more than she loves any of her children. So
Of course. Well, it is you. Do you think living near you inspired her to want to punch women for a living?
Well, I think it was more my athletic prowess that she probably saw and went, ooh, there's a tiny, stocky, slightly pudgy girl that I could emulate. I don't know how that makes sense, but I'm sure. I like to think I had some hand in it.
I knew you'd have a connection. I knew it. I knew you would have some kind of connection to someone. I just knew you would. Listen, Sharon, thanks for being my friend this week. Have you any gigs coming up? What's happening with you? What's going on?
Oh, yes. Live gigs are starting to come back.
Yeah.
So there's Dunleary, Rathdown, County Council are putting on a series of events over August and September. On Fridays, there's music, there's comedy. So I'm going to be at that. So all the details are on the old internet, you know, Dunleary events or Dunleary Rathdown. I probably should know the website off by heart, but follow me on Twitter and I'll be tweeting about it.
So are you at Sharon Mannion on Twitter?
At Sharon Mannion too, because there's some other Sharon Mannion out there who beat me too.
Oh, for God's sake. That's just the story of your life, isn't it?
I know it is. I'm always second place. I could have been at the Olympics only for E4 Rourke up there.
Jesus Christ. Well, listen, it's great that you're getting back on stage and doing what you are phenomenal at. Thank you so much for coming on the show again, and I'll chat to you in a couple of weeks, hopefully. Okay,
thanks, Jen. See you later.
See you, love. Bye bye bye. That is Sharon Mannion. She is a very funny woman. She's gigs coming up. Go and check her out at Sharon Mannion 2 on Twitter. Not number one, because someone else took that. We'll be right back.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.